Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Roseville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakusil Pool Chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is also a proud dealer of Polywood Outdoor Furniture, Climate Tough Materials, Color Stay Technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show from U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy, your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chickabee Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right. Wow. I can't hear all of that.
Hold on.
There we go, baby. All right, 7:07 on this Thursday, July 16th. Glad you're with us. Got back from Dallas last night. Roger and I did 8 o'clock. Had a good trip down there at Cliff Harris's house yesterday and at the Star in Dallas, hanging out with his new Cliff Harris Award winners and all the volunteers from the Touchdown Club, including Greg Hatcher and others. Do want to thank Rhett Lindsay and Jennings for sponsoring that award.
Yes, sir.
Touchdown Club coming up, the announcement the second week in August. Boy, Joe, I'm really, it's getting down the nitty gritty. I will deliver, but it's really.
When do you need me?
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there might be some out of the box, approaches this year to some different approaches to the Touchdown Club. Whatever, they'll still have tie-ins to football, but we may have something a little different. Joe Klein is hanging out with us, brought to you by Corky's. We'll have Melinda Mayo a little bit later, Rog, as we always do on Thursday, brought to you by Sanders Grand Essentials. Also have David Davenport, who's an author out of Hot Springs. He's a football coach over there. He's got a book out, What Remains. Then we've got Factor Crap, brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment. We'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour so Joe won't be stressed out. We did, if you missed it, Joe was really hot this morning. I mean, on fire, talking about both soccer, and then he transitions from soccer
to the ESPYs.
And so for those who missed it, we've got a clip of this. This is Joe talking about soccer first and then transitioning.
It was coming in hot.
It was really impressive. So go.
He was on the right side, and he had the ball. And and what happened is England kind of went to a prevent defense.
They did.
And that's what he's being criticized about.
Absolutely,
too.
Because
the coach.
Argentina is a very attacking team. And so basically by going prevent, they dropped. So that it allowed Argentina to get up the field easier and get deeper easier. And so they had Messi on the right side. And he was.
Everybody comes to Messi.
And it was a typical, we're going to double team him. And he just flips it over to a dude for a wide open shot. And he makes it.
A few moments later.
The Tillman Award. And then.
Tillman Award.
Right, I don't know if it's courage. Okay. It's Rob Tillman.
Okay. Rob Tillman?
The football player for the Cardinals who went.
No, that was.
Rob Tillman is the back therapist here in Little Rock.
Oh, my God. What was his name?
Tillman's his name.
Yeah, okay. Tillman for the Cardinals.
Pat Tillman.
Sorry, Rob. I haven't seen Rob in a while.
Hey. It's an addition national award on the ESPY for Rob Tillman.
The funniest thing, though, was in studio, I was looking at Bass and I was like, you are such an idiot.
I know he's an idiot. You know who Tillman is?
You don't know who Rob Tillman is for the Cardinals?
I was thinking, I think I know a Tillman, but I don't think remember his name being Rob.
Listen, let's don't bury another part of this, the great editing that just happened.
Yeah, it was. Very
when
nice.
When he said a few minutes later. I didn't go unnoticed, and neither did the song.
Christian is usually cool as a cucumber, and I started going down the soccer path.
Your soccer
was outstanding. You can hear him all of a sudden just leaning in, going, this is not going to end well.
Joe was on fire with soccer, and then it just.
He did well.
But you hear Christian just chiming in like, this is not a guy.
Well, Joe, again, we had another great clip of Joe. We've got some great clips of Joe. I also have a lot of clips of Will Ferrell, his birthday today. He's 59, not 67. Thank you to everybody who pointed out he was born in 67, so that's where I may have made the mistake. As I mentioned, too, Factor Crapper is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, our friends in Poland.
Hey,
Daniel and Vanessa Ellison, appreciate them.
And tonight I want to remind everybody that we begin again.
Oh, yeah.
Trivia down at Mainline.
Yeah, get out there to Hot Springs.
Come on, hang out with him. Come on, hang out with me. You'll see our buddy Steve Qualls.
What an asset you are to our show.
I see him out there.
Joe, so yesterday, 2 days ago, so Cal got the big man, I think, that everybody was talking about. We needed, only, I mean, a four-star, you know, 6'11", you know, 220 to 240. And he has to, I mean, he's still like a junior in high school, right? Yeah. And so... So what do you think? Everybody's excited about him, but, you know...
He's an old junior, though. He's 18.
He's 18. Can he contribute? Is he a one-and-doneer, or what do you think the status of that kid will be?
Well, first of all, I don't think Cal and them would take him if he was...
They know that they're going to get him.
Well, if he was not going to be something of an asset to the...
Even as a one-and-doneer.
Well, Christian, now correct me if I'm wrong, is he going to be able to be eligible for the draft? After
well, he's 18 now, so he should be, yeah. He's an old.
But see, I think he's a.
I don't think he's the talent level is one and done.
Yeah, I think he's. Okay. I think he's gonna be.
Could
here.
Be wrong.
But I mean, you never know. But I think, I also think that you know that they're gonna probably get the Davion Thompson guy too.
Yeah, he's supposed to reclassify. Both of them are.
And I think he.
Now, I don't. I think he has to play 2 years.
Yeah, and so I mean, I think it's a good move on their part from the standpoint of you're a young guy. Okay, why would you not come to Arkansas, get the best strength training,
right?
You know, nutrition,
right?
Every day in practice with the squad they have, you're going to go up against top tier talent. The facility's amazing. When and if you play, and you're going to play against top tier competition, so you're going to be, you know, pushed to the limit as far as. Getting maximum out of what you'll have to make you better. And, oh, by the way, instead of going back to your academy, we're going to pay you $500 to $1.5 million. So, I mean,
I think it's a good move for him, Joe. Back to the point, you got, what, 9 freshmen coming in. You know, we were hoping he would get like a junior, one of those big boys.
Established.
Those are expensive. I get it.
And he does not want to do that. And they're like mercenaries. And I'm not. Yeah. It's like the kid going to Kentucky from Iowa State. I mean, he kind of was like.
Manchilovich.
Yeah. He was just kind of like, look, man, I'll come to Kentucky if you pay me. But it's
Look at Michigan last year. Right. A lot of them were mercenaries. Absolutely. It's like, I'll take a mercenary.
That's what I'm saying.
Anything that's bad with that. I mean, if you got to do it, you got to do it. But Cal doesn't want those and doesn't want to pay for those. He would rather get high school kids who are excited, who want to go to the next level, who want to go to the NBA, who have tremendous talent and upside, not established yet, and try to nurture them into something – you know, by the end of the year to be really good.
Is there a chance, though, that we're looking at the end of the year and going, you know, boy, we're getting dominated by an older center and just saying, boy, we're in that cycle again. We don't have the established guy who's got the experience. Five?
No, okay.
It could be that way.
Right, because those guys with a good coach who knows how to use them can be very dominant. I thought last year everybody was like saying the big guy's back, and I was kind of – my pushback on that was no – you have coaches who know how to use a big man or back, and they're putting them in positions to be effective against smaller people. So, you know, that's I think all those coaches outstanding things with those big guys to expose teams that didn't have what they had. So,
a lot of great young talent.
But I like
number
this,
one class.
I like this kid because I mean, you know, they say he's got some physicality.
Yeah, he's bigger, he's heavier,
and so Again, if he can embrace a role and come in and be a rebounder and be a physical presence, I mean, he could, you know, that's, you know, because I'll butcher his name, Murian. Murian is a athletic flying around wing that's not really a physical.
He's big and tall, but he's more of a small forward than a big man.
So this kid and the kid from Furman, I think, can give them some strength in the middle. That was sorely missing last year.
Roger, did you hear a minute ago where this is the role that Christian can play? So Joe's throwing out names, and all of a sudden, he was he couldn't recall one name. And Christian was like,
Manchilovic.
Boom. You're not getting that on Sirius like that quickly.
You're only getting that on Mensa Radio.
Mensa Radio. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for breaking that down.
Thank you, Joe.
That's brought to you by Corky's.
Almost as good as your soccer breakdown.
The soccer. That soccer.
Yeah.
It was outstanding,
It'll
Joe.
Live forever.
The confidence that Joe had.
Rob Tillman Award.
You got to call Rob on that.
Well, we had somebody on here mention that could Joe have been talking about Rod Tillman from Jerry Maguire?
Could have been.
And Christian, if you don't mind, if there's a way that you can go back and get a hold of Tuesday's show with Rick Schaefer when we're playing something, and Rick goes, "You guys never get rid of anything, do you?"
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
I want to get the part where he just says, "You guys never get rid of anything, do you?"
We don't.
Because we don't
everything.
Even get rid of you saying.
Yes.
Say we don't get rid of.
We'll play that next week. Yeah.
So this is from Michael Marion over at Simmons Bank Arena. Entertainment venues, apparently they've got this chart, Pollstar, which is the biggest group in the world that measures this stuff. Entertainment venues in Arkansas are doing well. Simmons Bank Arena is 29. Ranked 29th in the United States in arenas. And the Walmart Amp up in Northwest Arkansas, number 9 in America in amphitheaters. So for the market size to have, I knew that place was doing well up there. They've been smarter on who they brought in.
And the words of Randy Rainwater, cut us.
Yeah, and 29th for to be this many years and still be knocking it out. So good job there, Michael Marion. We're also talking about Will Ferrell. It is his birthday today. If you've got his favorites, the four that you have on our question of the day, Christian, what are the four?
Well, I have three.
Okay.
I have Anchorman, Step Brothers, and Talladega Nights.
Oh,
and then
wow.
You have other, you can comment, because he has so many movies, I didn't want to put a fourth option.
And somebody might think, did you mean the other guys? See what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
See what I did there?
Joe brought up, Elf is a classic now for Christmas.
Oh,
and
Zoolander.
Zoolander's good.
Yeah. Again, not cameo. The star.
No, somebody said Spirited. I have not seen Spirited.
Spirited? What's that? Is that the Christmas one?
Yeah, it is.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Oh, what about that's a musical. Yeah, with what's his name? What's Hottie's name?
Hottie, I don't know. I don't judge appearances.
What did you think
Ryan
about
Reynolds.
Get Hard? Did you like that
no.
one?
No.
No, it was...
I didn't mind it.
It was three
I didn't
words.
Mind it.
Lame L.
We mentioned Campaign.
Oh, you mean you didn't mind it?
I thought there were some funny parts in it.
Well, I think you tried
it's too
hard.
Overall, it's not the greatest movie.
I think it wasn't Will Ferrell. It was the writing, Joe. It was the writing.
You have Land of the Lost. You have Semi-Pro.
Land of the Lost is fantastic.
Night at the Roxbury.
That was terrible. Yeah.
He was also in one called The House. Is that right?
Don't know it.
I'm not familiar with that.
I don't know.
Daddy's Home movies are terrible.
Holmes and Watson. I didn't think I heard that was not a good
Holmes
one.
Holmes and Watson bad.
No, yeah. That was so bad. I think they redid it. And then, because Dude and him broke up after that too.
Yeah,
right?
John C. Riley and Will Ferrell's relationship.
No, it was ridiculous.
And of course, Anchorman 1 and 2. Both those were.
I think they're good.
Yeah, both of them I thought were.
Who's
good.
Who's Will Ferrell married to?
Is he married?
I don't even know.
I think he is. What about you know what? A lot of people picked as number one for him. Not a lot of people. You know what? One firm did. We haven't even mentioned it. It's a cameo. Not a cameo. It has a role, but he's not. I'll give you the hint. It's been within the last 5 years.
Within the last five
number
years?
One.
Number one?
I think that maybe 6 years. Maybe six.
In the last 6 years.
Yeah.
He did a movie.
They listed Letterboxd lists all his films and had this number one. As a matter of fact, I'll give you number two that we haven't mentioned. Lego. Apparently, he's got some kind of deal in Lego.
Voiceover.
Lego movies.
Yeah, apparently he's got a...
He's like the mayor or president or something.
Yeah, the Megamind, which is another...
Yeah, I've seen Megamind.
Yeah, I have not seen that one. Yeah. Number one, think about it. I'll give you a hint. Joe, it was... there were two movies that came out at the same time. And there was a nickname for the two movies at the same time.
Oh, Barbie.
That's exactly
he was in Barbie?
Yeah,
he was.
He was the mean executive that...
Yeah, don't know it.
Yeah, it was... I mean, again...
Barbie was fine.
I thought he was fine in that. I don't know if I had to put that number one.
No.
Let's see if I remember this being funny.
Let's hear what you got over there, Ross.
I don't know who his wife is, but I think this is a comment that he made on her.
But mostly, I would like to thank my lovely wife, Vivica. Before I do that, however, I should really thank my first and second wives, Donna and Julie. Donna, what can I say? We were just too young when we got married. I mean, literally too young. We were 13. Heck, you were 13. I was 9. You know, I was in the third grade, and it wasn't right or legal. But I hope you're well, and I thank you for your support. As for Julie, you left me for Gary Busey. And I will never blame you for that, ever. Finally, Vivica. All I can say is thank you. And thank God I found you. You've given us 3 beautiful boys, and we have a wonderful life together. But I do have to say, sometimes you get a little lippy. Okay? You got a big mouth, and you like to run it.
Yeah, so good.
That is genius.
I'm not so sure that...
that is fantastic.
That he's not my favorite guy out there. If I want to watch a movie and laugh, I'm not sure he's not the best out there.
He's right. I mean, just in situations like that.
Well, yeah. Robin Williams, you're right.
Robin Williams was, but he's right there.
You know, you got Ron Burgundy, all the funny things. Frank the Tank in Old School. You know, Buddy the Elf, Ricky Bobby.
Chaz Reinhold
in Wedding Crashers. Chaz, I mean, there's just so many darn great characters.
Funeral Crasher. It's just great.
Roger, the one where most people don't even know about that role, Roger, that we always watch, where he goes in the plums.
Yeah, for Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down.
He got his title with Danny McBride. Yeah.
The outtakes, too, in Talladega Nights, you know, when he puts the, don't you put that knife in your, what did he make? What was he saying?
I hope you all have masculine boys. He said, healthy legs.
Said, don't you put that.
Yeah, don't put that evil on me.
Yeah, don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
I'm going to take this knife. You don't understand.
Yeah, I don't feel anything.
You're not paralyzed.
Oh my God!
Those are just clips.
Yeah.
That they did, and whichever one was able to sustain not a whole lot of laughing going on while it was happening, they used it as part of the movie. No, they're mindless.
Yeah.
It's what you want. I don't want to watch. What was the name of the movie? Chariots of Fire. Sure, it's a fine movie. I don't want to watch it.
661-1037. So these are some
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Very good, Joe.
Look at you jumping up like I wasn't going to say. What if I didn't say? What were you going to do?
You don't want to know.
These are
I don't want to know.
Some of our messages from our listeners. Casper in Valonia says, Anchorman might be one of my favorites. Here's one from the 501. Gator, don't take no blank.
That's right.
Kicking and screaming, he tells Mike Dick, and I have not seen that one.
That's soccer.
Yeah, he's the juice box guy.
It's okay.
Chaz Michael is the greatest name in Chaz Michael Michaels.
Chaz Michael Michaels.
Movie, right?
Is the greatest name in movie history. Yeah. Blades of Glory. Stranger Than Fiction is good. I don't know about that one.
I don't know it.
Yeah, it's good. It's a semi-serious role.
God, I didn't know he had so many films.
I know. Favorite Will Ferrell SNL skit is Harry Carey. Joe, you've talked about him. Will Ferrell is Maguta in Zoolander. I've never seen that.
Zoolander's good.
No, I've seen clips of it.
You should see Zoolander.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's funny.
I've never seen it.
Here's one that Barbie, if John Marks is Barbie as a movie, as a whole, blue. A Stranger Than Fiction, good, bad movie. Haven't seen that. Someone said, what is it? Wasn't he in Wedding Crashers? Yes. Semi-pro. Joe, did you say
No one's mentioned Starsky and Hutch. I mean, the cameo.
Oh, he had a cameo on that one?
Yeah, he played, what was his name? I mean, he was in, it was just
I haven't seen that in so long.
Oh, here's one, Everything Must Go. I don't know.
Everything Must Go is a serious role from him. It's okay.
Yeah, Alan Gamble and the other guys. The other guys is, I think, another really, really funny one, too. 661-1037, if you want to be a part of the show, if we mentioned earlier, you heard the recap from Joe Klein. Argentina comes back and scores twice in the last few minutes to beat England. All of England is depressed today. You do have.
Yeah, they were right there, man.
They had their chance.
They were counting their chickens.
Here's Scotty Scheffler, Joe. I think he's on hole number 8, the British Open going on right now. What's the name of the place where they're playing that? That's, where's it at?
Royal Birkdale.
Yeah, Royal Birkdale. He's 3 under. The leader is 5 under, which is a guy named Smalley. And then
Im Sung Jae
is second. Here's Scheffler's approach. Let's see what it does. Joe, when you've gone to Europe, you've never played golf over there, right?
No, I never have.
Tomorrow night, you've got the Arkansas, let's see, is it the Arkansas Activities Association Hall of Fame? And I think Don Daly, the basketball, is going
referee.
In. And I've said I want to get Don Daly and who is the other referee from Arkansas?
Gary Benson.
No, been there forever, SEC guy.
Benson's from Little Rock.
No, you know who it is. It's everybody hates him. It's just like they hate Daly. Come on, Joe, you know who it is. Come on, Christian.
Notice he did not say, come on, Roger.
Roger.
Yeah.
Who are you asking about?
You're going to be so mad, you go.
I can't believe it's up.
Rephrase the question.
Who are the, there's two.
Not Gary Benson. It's not Gary Benson.
No, yeah, see, now you know.
Gary Benson.
Used to be the NBA.
He was NBA.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who it is.
I know. See, Joe, you've gone
right off. Are you asking about NBA refs?
No, SEC refs.
Oh. Gary,
you've gone off the rails, Joe. You were so hot with the soccer.
I was right there with Rob Tillman.
The one
Benson.
That everybody dislikes, pretty much?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shouts.
Doug Schau.
Doug Schau. That was close. Gary Benson.
Roger.
Doug.
Gary Benson. Joey
Well, Gary Benson, well, at least he was an official.
He was
an official.
He can't. Listen, I'm sorry. You listen.
I come in here, and I'm just being sucked
again.
In.
Okay, so it's like you stepped in Ghostbusters 2 Stupid Goo.
Okay, so I just got a text, and it says, Don Daly Sr., It's not Don Daly Jr. going to the Hall of Fame. It's Don Daly Sr. Okay. I don't know. I don't know who Don. Whoa. I don't know who Don Daly Sr. is. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting text messages from everybody trying to get this right. If you missed it earlier, too, we found out that the Terry Hartwick's brother, Tracy, is the winner of the $1.8 billion Powerball jackpot. So you know all of his friends and all of his family are thinking, Is he gonna share anything with me? You know, Joe, if you won $1.8 billion, what friends would you share it with? Any got any friends you'd give like
and
a million?
So like it would have to come out after 6 months.
No, it's in three. It's 3 years. I don't know why I decided to come out now. You get 3 years.
I wouldn't.
I think there's something to do with being a public figure.
I wouldn't share it with you guys. Anybody. Would never know. By the time you guys found out. Like a year and a half before you guys found out I won it, you'd be like, man, where's Joe been? How come we don't see Joe anymore? Why don't you give him a call? This number has been disconnected.
A couple birthdays we'll get to a little bit later. Jimmy Johnson having a birthday. We brought him to the Touchdown Club last year. He was outstanding. How old do you think Jimmy Johnson is?
83.
Oh, boy, you just nailed it, Joe.
Welcome
Joe
back,
just nailed it. Welcome back. In
number
the,
one. Back.
Yeah, we were looking at the Hall of Fame bust, and his was right on target.
You know, really
Cliff's was too, but Jimmy Johnson's hair was really was
you
really,
knew it was him. You could tell it was him. You didn't know Dion
was really spot on. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
Yeah.
Did you see also too where Sully Sullenberger? You know who that is?
Yeah.
That's the pilot.
He's got dementia.
Yeah, I finally saw a clip of the movie the other day.
You've never seen the movie?
I've never seen the movie where it's Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks is so good. Let me tell you, that scene, the scene of it happens, I watched it the other day. That's all you need to really see. I mean, that's the most, it is so compelling because you're basically taking it off the cockpit, cockpit records. And, I mean, for him to be that calm and the other guy next to him, you know, he's following his lead. And the darn guy in the tower is going, we've got a runway for you. He said, we're not going to make it. We've got a runway for you. And the guy doesn't believe. He said, we're going in. What's the name of the river?
Hudson.
He said, we're going in the Hudson. And the dude in the tower doesn't believe him. He just said, check, we have a tower. He said, we're not. And finally, they just quit talking to him because they knew they were going in the darn river. And my main thing is I would have thought, is the plane not going to sink? Is the plane not gap? I would have thought we're going to go in the river.
They were standing on the wings.
Yeah, I mean, I would have thought that thing would have sunk to the bottom and killed everybody. But anyway, the point of it was, found out he has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
So he says the diagnosis is in early stage. He said, I'm in the beginning of this long journey. He's 75. Mm. I'm just thinking, man, wow. You know, it's
I heard on the news where they are. They're testing and doing some blood tests now that can maybe detect that like 10 years in advance.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know
what advantage.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
It's like the magic eight ball. You know, do you really want to shake that thing up?
Yeah. I know this is not the correct thing to say, but man, you know, I just, if I know that's coming, man, I feel like going, hey,
No.
See you later, boys. See you later. I'm going to take care of this myself. You know,
don't stop that.
No, I'm just, I'm being honest. I'm just.
Well, I know you're being honest, but you're being ridiculous.
I'm not.
First thing you're going to tell me is to bleach bit your computer.
Listen, I don't need you stooping around when I don't know what's going on. Because you go, boy, if you go.
How the tables are turned.
You know what?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you can't say that, but. If Roger looks over you and goes, don't worry, buddy, I'll take care of you.
It's my last thing before I don't know what's going on.
Don't worry, buddy.
Don't worry, your buddy.
Don't worry, buddy. I got you.
All those years.
And then a few years later, then I put my hand in front of his face and wave. Coming at you.
All right. We got 30.
I got you covered, buddy.
30 more minutes with Joe Klein.
I'll handle your Facebook post from now on.
We are glad you're with us. Don't go away.
Presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
This is SportsCenter.
The World Cup final is set as Argentina mounted another comeback to beat England 2-1 in the semifinals. England scored in the 55th minute and held the lead all the way until the 85th when Enzo Fernandez scored. Argentina's Lautaro Martinez then netted one off Lionel Messi's pass in stoppage time for the win. In six World Cup meetings between the two countries, the record is now 3-3. Argentina will be facing Spain in the final, the reigning South American champion versus the reigning European champion. The two have met in the World Cup just once, when Argentina won 2-1 in 1966. The final will be at 2 o'clock on Sunday on Fox. The third place game between France and England will be on Saturday at 4 o'clock on Fox. And Major League Baseball returns from their All-Star break tonight with just one game. The Mets versus the Phillies will be at 6 o'clock on ESPN. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
The hot weather is coming back. Today we'll get up to 91 degrees with a partly cloudy sky and a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 73. Tomorrow, up to 94 degrees. And once again, we'll have a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool & Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool & Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool & Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa. Check them out online at LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxury accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. When you think CertaPro Painters, you probably think interior and exterior painting for homes and commercial properties, which we do beautifully. But did you know that we're more than just paint? CertaPro also provides expert carpentry, sheetrock repairs, deck and fence staining, and durable garage and patio concrete coatings. Whether you're refreshing your home, upgrading a commercial space, or restoring outdoor areas, we deliver professional results with the quality and service you expect. Call CertaPro Painters today or schedule your free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's certainty.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Hi, everybody. Harry Carey here. And welcome to Space the Infinite Frontier. Joining us in the studio today is astrophysicist Dr. Ken Waller. Welcome to the show, Ken. Let me ask, what's your favorite planet?
I don't have a favorite. I find them all fascinating. They're all part of a...
Mine's the sun. Hey, now, Ken, we all know that the moon is not made of green cheese. But what if it were made of barbecue spare ribs? Would you eat it then? I know I would. Heck, I'd have seconds. Hey, how about this mad cow disease?
What about it?
Well, it was here for a while, then it went away. Your thoughts?
Yes. It was what was in the news for a while, and then it disappeared from the news.
Good point. Well, Dr. Waller, it has been a pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
He's a good kid. That's all the time we have. Join us next week with our guest, Albert Einstein. What? Well, apparently Albert Einstein died 42 years ago. You know what? We'll try and get him anyway.
Well, that was Farrell. Was he the first to do him on Saturday Night Live? Bill Murray do him, or was it Farrell?
No,
okay,
that was all Will. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. Will Farrell's birthday today. He's 59.
Yeah, man.
Continue to have a lot of messages on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Someone says Catalina Wine mix Earl's stepbrothers. That's so good. Someone says Big Earl and Starsky and Hutch. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's Big Earl. No, Big Earl. He's just a cameo. He has a couple of scenes in there.
Snoop Dogg's Huggy Bear, isn't he?
Snoop Dogg is Huggy.
Someone says here for the 501, guess I'm different. When Will Ferrell comes on Wedding Crashers, I turn it off. He's not funny to me. He's annoying. Okay.
You know what? My mother loved Dean Martin, but she didn't like Jerry Lewis. It was the same thing. I don't know what it was.
John Mark says
I don't understand. But I said, Mom, why not? Yeah.
England as a whole has been depressed since 1776. That's from
that's
John
a great
Mark.
Word. Yes. But I don't know. Who else do you turn off? I don't dislike Will Ferrell.
Someone said, David, do you remember this name, Horton Nerfstra? Isn't that a referee? Isn't that a well-known referee? I may be right. It sounded familiar.
La Cosa Nostra?
Wow. Let's see here. Somebody said Mark Curls, that we were talking about referees a minute ago.
He's
not an Arkansan. You know, and I'm mistaken. We were talking about Doug Shales and Don Daly. We found out Don Daly, it was his dad that's going in. So sorry about that. Someone says, old school crack my blank up. He had a cool drum off with Red Hot Chili Pepper drummer. Have you seen that?
Yeah, and Chad Smith, they look a lot alike.
He looks just like him, and he plays the drum, right? I think he learned to play the drums proficient. And did that. Unless it was him. Yeah. I thought it was the other one. Somebody said the Saturday Night Live skit where he's in the
hot tub
is so good. Yeah, it's so good.
You know, I don't know if Will Ferrell plays the drums, but I know who plays the air bass.
Let's hear it.
And when I see this guy come, and when I watch
Barracuda,
and when I watch this movie, I never turn it off.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth.
Son, we live in a world with walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You, Lieutenant Weinberg, I have a greater responsibility than you could possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have that luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want that truth because deep down in places where you don't want to talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as a backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the very blanket in which I provide. I would just rather you say thank you and went on your ways. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Whoa! Wow! I'm telling you right now, Murray's Dinner Playhouse. You need to get a hold of Joseph Klein.
You're not getting that on the zone.
No.
And then if you missed it this morning, what a great delivery, a great breakdown of the soccer match, and then Joe enlightened us about a new award at the ESPYs.
He was on the right side, and he had the ball.
Wow, echo. Wow.
What is that?
I don't know why it's happening.
Wow.
Yeah, take that off.
Enhancing it.
Get rid of that. Let's see if it's over here.
You play it over there.
Play it over here.
He was on the right side, and he had the ball. And what happened is England kind of went to a prevent defense.
They did.
And that's what he's being criticized about.
Absolutely,
too.
Because
nervous.
They,
listen to him.
The coach.
Argentina.
Come on, Chrissy. Here it comes.
Very attacking team. So basically, they're going for prevent. They dropped so that it allowed, Argentina to get up the field easier and get deeper easier. And so they had Messi on the right side, and he was.
Everybody comes to Messi.
And it was a typical, we're going to double team him, and he just flips it over to a dude for a wide open shot, and he makes it.
A few moments later.
The Tillman Award, and then.
Tillman Award.
I don't know if it's courage. It's Rob Tillman.
Okay.
I'm looking at you right now.
Football player for the Cardinals who went.
No, that was.
Rob Tillman is the back therapist here in Little Rock.
Tillman's his name.
Pat
Tillman for the Cardinals.
Pat
Tillman.
Joe has been sucked in.
Soccer knowledge.
Joe beats us up all the time for our gaffes. He was so good on the soccer.
Here's the thing, Joe. I've done it. I don't know, 250,000 times. The thing is, when you're telling the story and you think you're saying something intelligent, which I usually think I do, I look over at Baz, and then Baz gives me that look like, are you sure you're saying what you're saying? And then I start getting hothead and a little turtle comes out.
I was so feeling myself. I was like looking at Baz. Yes. It's like, you're such an idiot. Yeah. How could you be running a talk show in the morning? You don't even know the football player for the Cardinals, Rob Tillman.
And I was thinking, I think Rob's the therapist that's got such a good reputation. That's what we do on Morning Mayhem.
And we love it.
We have fun. Lane, we'll get to you here in just a second. He's got a question about the Arkansas program. Just think, Joe. Within a few days, we're talking football again. It's the SEC Media Days. We've got the three players that are going down for Arkansas. They won't be.
Who's going for Arkansas?
It's Caden Kittler, the center, Sutton Smith, the running back, and then Quincy Rhodes, the defensive end. So,
and people are saying Brandon Russell is not.
Yeah, interesting that it's not Brandon Russell.
Sutton Smith followed Silverfield.
That's correct. We don't go until Thursday.
It's last day. Last day, first one up.
We'll have Coach Silverfield on our show. Joe, Bill Vickery's down there. I'll be doing the show, the Bill Vickery show, Sunday morning. So you imagine Saturday night might be interesting with Bill in Tampa.
It might remind us of other callers. Hey, real quick, remind everybody that the new Family Market stores open up on Albert Pike, just down the street from the Bradford Marina on Albert Pike. It's opened up. Opened up yesterday. It's
Did we pass that?
Yeah, I showed it to you.
What day was that? Was that yesterday?
That was when we came back from Mina.
Okay, I was about to say, it wasn't yesterday.
We came back from Mina, and I told you, because they were working
nice.
There.
It's
we
beautiful.
Honked at it. There's a little bitty store right in front that just held out. Didn't want to sell yet. Anyway, they're open now. Use your Big Red Rewards card all weekend long.
Big Red?
Excuse me. You know what? David Hendricks told me that somebody came up to him yesterday and said, you know, this looks so much like a Big Red store. I'm sure it does. Family Market store, excuse me, just down the street from Bradford Marine, Albert Pike. Big Red Rewards card gets you $3.27 a gallon of gas. As crazy as that sounds, that's still a pretty good price. Using that all weekend long. And you can get a large fountain drink and a coffee, only a dollar. And they have the clean. And we stopped at a place yesterday that is just so nasty. These are the cleanest bathrooms in any convenience store at the Family Market stores. And that is happening as we speak in Hot Springs.
And don't forget, Joe has both his Corky's restaurants, Rockin' and Rollin', open for you 11 o'clock at either location till what, 8:30, 9 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, what is this right here?
Go by and take advantage.
Hi, this is Joe Klein with Corky's Ribs and Barbecue. Whether you're dining in for daily specials or happy hour, driving through for a barbecue bulk pickup order, or prefer our full-service catering, our professional staff at Corky's has you covered. Corky's in Little Rock and North Little Rock. We'll see you soon. And be sure to listen each week when I stop by 103.7 The Buzz.
How about that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Nice job. When did that happen?
All right, don't go away. 7:45.
are here. The low rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the summer auto loan special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their summer special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new, or refinance the rides you already have. To get started, go to AlcoaCommunityFCU.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are here.
Rodney Carrington, live on stage.
If you're single and 50, nothing out there. Like walking up on an avocado van. There's like seven left. Five are rotten, two are suspect. You just end up leaving with an onion.
Saturday, September 19th at Saracen Casino Event Center. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.
I got crabs. Honey, it's real bad.
Don't miss Rodney Carrington.
Not the kind you eat at Joe's, but the kind that make your girlfriend mad.
Produced by Saracen Casino Resort.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159. There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
Hello, this is Justin Acree. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH when you think ortho, think UAMS.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
This is Coach Roy Peterball, Rooster Poot High School. Everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
When we put up the Mount Rushmore of Razorback athletes from out of state, you're on. Joe just hung up.
He did.
He just hung up.
Let's squeeze in Lane from K-State. Glad you're with us on this Thursday, July 16th. Man, July, we're halfway through. We're almost to August, man. I mean, it is here. It is flown. June and July has flown through. Hey, Lane, in Cave City, what you got for us?
Hey, guys. I hope y'all's doing okay this morning. I'll make this real quick. I just want to hear y'all's opinion on it. So, in my opinion, when it comes to any athletic department in college sports, it's broke up into four things. 30% of it is coaching talent, 30% of it money, and then the other 20% is leadership and luck. And I think we've got, across all departments, we don't know about Silverfield yet, but I think we have the coaching. I think our talent is there in all the departments, and it's coming in football, hopefully. Money, we've got money. And luck, sometimes I wonder if we've got any luck at all.
Right.
But I think one of the biggest things we're missing is the head leadership. And, guys, maybe I give Hunter your check a bad rap, but I think that's one of the key pieces that's keeping that whole athletic department from being successful up there on the hill is we need new leadership. Well, am I wrong there thinking that way?
Thanks, Lane.
Thanks, Lane.
That's certainly, Joe and Roger, that certainly it's crazy. No matter what Hunter Yurcich does now, they're just people that don't like
that's
it.
That's the thing about football. That tells you
no matter
right
what
there,
he's doing, yeah.
What runs the – so if the football program, for whatever reason you want to say, it's not successful, I mean, Michigan's getting ready to get rid of their guy, and they've won national
The AD, you mean?
Because, I mean, there's some hiring and things like that. They've had some problems, but
Yurcich just gets through doing a big deal with the stadium. Yeah, although it took him 3 years to get there, I know. But boy, I thought Jeff Long was disliked, but I tell you, it seems that the same thing. With Hunter Yurcich.
Well, first of all, that's right now that's a thankless job.
Sure, I don't. Yeah,
you're fighting
trying to
raise money
job.
And expectations.
Yeah.
And
of course, you had the situation with the tennis team, and that was a negative. And
just think the things, there's been some things that have been a little bit, I don't think the overall, just been some self-inflicted things.
Yeah, sure.
Kind of,
the touchdown club things that he said.
The tennis thing that kind of rile people up, but I think those things, if your football team is doing relatively decent, well, competitive, those things are not that big a deal.
Sure, probably so.
Because, again, football moves the needle.
It does. You're right.
And the needle hasn't been moving, and so you gotta go at somebody.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Somebody said Will Ferrell is a liberal blank a blank. But the dart scene in old school, yeah, that's what I was saying. It's just,
what if he was
the other side? And it doesn't matter if he was the other side.
We're not Fox News. He's funny.
Said it was. He said the dart scene in old school was funny. It is. It is absolutely hilarious. Let's see. Yeah, we mentioned Jimmy Johnson is 83 years old today. He's in great shape. Looked good last year at the Touchdown Club. Here's one. Have you heard HY newest on Hogs? He said his fans have to be more positive. Where's football for us to get the players because they see it on social media, blaming the fans once again. I think I heard a little bit about that.
Give us something to be positive about.
Yeah. Let's see here.
That's what I'm waiting on for you to come back from the first practice if they have open practice. Do you think they're going to have that, Baz?
I think there'll be some.
And when you come back.
When does fall camp start anyway?
Usually the first week in August, somewhere around there. Someone said, second attempt this. We asked Joe if he can either confirm or deny the rumor Dave Cowens used to pay New York City cabbies to drive their cabs when the Celtics were in town to play the Knicks. He used to pay to drive their cabs.
He used to drive. Like, he would want to drive a cab. I can't confirm.
Why would he do that?
Because he wanted to drive a cab in New York.
Okay, I gotcha.
I can't confirm or deny that, but knowing Dave, I could see that happening very easily.
gotcha. Someone said, I know why those big royalty checks from Space Jam are rolling in for Joe. You don't have that one now. You weren't
in Space Jam, right?
Eddie.
But someone says here, they go, damn, Joe Klein was Oscar worthy in that performance a minute ago on the Few Good Men.
I can read.
Listen.
I've watched the movie 10,000 times, and I Thank you, Miss Braun in the second grade for helping me learn.
And let me tell you this. If anybody ever wants to see you do a Western, the stuff that you do from Open Range as Kevin Costner's character with Duvall, I'm telling you right now,
Thank you.
I can't even look at you.
We're going to have we'll have our drinks. We're going to have Bobby Swofford jump on with us, Raj, about 8:05 to tell us, since I screwed this up. Someone says they believe Don Daly Sr. was Corliss's coach at Russellville. So there you go. So we'll get that figured out. Someone said Farrell is James Lipton from Inside the Actor's Studio.
Yeah, that's good.
I forgot about that.
I did too. Sure,
I mean, there's so many. Can I tell you, one of my favorites, Roger, was The Perfect Cheer. When he and Tony Atani or something.
Molly Shannon?
No, it's not Molly Shannon. Tony Atani. Sherry O'Terry. That was close. Close enough. Remember that, Joe, The Perfect Cheer?
Pat Robb.
Yeah, 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We got Big Joe. Yeah, if you see Joe Klein at a hotel in Rogers, you're not going to take a photo with Joe. So
you're darn right.
So apparently there's a photo get ready to come through.
Is that right? Okay.
That's from Steve.
You're not going to get Joe Klein's autograph.
Someone says, why can high basically practice all summer and college is so limited? It looks like it should be the other way. Talking about high school players. Yeah, I think it goes back, Joe, you know, back when we were playing, there were no rules for practice time.
I think a lot of the high school stuff, isn't it, though, like, it's like strength training.
Yeah, that's right.
They can do that.
Weight room.
They can do that in college.
That's right.
They can do that.
Someone said no countdown to kickoff this year. That's from Leslie. No countdown to kickoff. We're going to have next Friday, Roger, we will be at the Moses Moody Golf Tournament. Steph Curry coming into town for that. We'll be doing that Friday. I'll fly back.
Who else is coming in with him?
Don't know yet. But no, those two, obviously Steph Curry the greatest players of all time to have him here.
He got a great award last night for his foundation.
Was it the Rod Tillman Award?
Wow.
Whoa. Wow.
Let me tell you something,
young fella. I expect it from these two yahoos.
You set it up.
And I'll take it from them. You better watch, as Basil would say, you better watch yourself.
Getting up and down the floor and getting transition.
Here we go.
I don't think they have the team that can beat LSU. But if they can get a little mayhem going, as you like to talk about, they got a great chance.
That ass wide open.
That's it. Where's the one we're talking about, Dana? That somebody or about his voice? Where's that one? We got a joke. I was looking at
our D3 Auto Sales text line. Somebody says my wife always thought that Big Joe was a black man.
What?
How about that?
So did my wife.
Whoa! Hey.
If you look at the picture of Joe, and we want all of you who buy your shirts, pullover, T-shirts, all that, to take a picture.
Yeah.
Joe looks a little bit
like an old woman.
What was that about?
I don't know.
Same thing.
You got to get that.
Yeah.
But there was something.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that was. Well, let's hear you say Rolling Rock.
I was just having a couple of Rolling
Rock. And then the classic.
Ask Joe and Trey if they're considering draws for all WMAs next year for Waterfall Honey. Joe, go.
We're considering it. There's been the overkill of the waterfowl.
The overkill.
I would like to address this on the backside of the break if I could.
We may back off that because of the overkill.
Overkill. Just Joe, whether it's soccer or outdoors, Joe's all over. He knows barbecue.
I'm here for you.
Go by and see Joe Klein at Corky's today.
Special today?
You got a lot of
stuff. Just go there.
Burgers. Got a great burger today.
Thanks, Joe. Great show today, Joe Klein. Great job, buddy.
Rob, hang in there.
Everyone knows that coming into Moe's for our Moe Monday special is the best deal in burritos. But what about those other 6 days? Well, let me introduce the new Moe Value Meal. Junior burrito, side of queso.